This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with music from Ghanaian musician Okaija Alfroso. I'm going to play a very danceable track with ancestral connections and nature-based rituals. The album is called Jaku Mumor, and this song is Giddy Giddy. Okaija Alfroso, a Ghanaian musician these days living in Portland, Oregon, and the song Giddy Giddy is on her new record called Jaku Mumor. Now to the music of Lydia Ramsey and some thoughtful reflections on the past few years here in the U.S. and in her life. I first saw Lydia Ramsey when the band she sang in, St. Paul de Vince, played at our Tiny Desk contest event at KEXP in Seattle back in 2016. I was struck by her voice, and now Lydia Ramsey has a new album of her own called Like a Dream, and the song I'll play is Revival.
I wrote the song Revival in early 2021, just trying to find a way to process that first year of the pandemic when there was so much uncertainty and death and frustration all over the world. And at the same time, there was this opportunity to just pause everything for a moment, kind of look at life and decide what was working and what wasn't, and to rebuild and try to start over again, holding a new appreciation for the simple things in life, like the people and places we grow to love over the years and remembering not to take those things for granted. I wrote the song as a more traditional old-time feeling song with short repetitive stanzas over this low drone, almost like a hymnal or a chant. And I love the arrangement we landed on for the record because when it starts off, it gives you this feeling of being sort of suspended in a fog, like how 2020 felt for a lot of us, and then builds to this great crescendo and release, like how I remember feeling when I was finally able to see and embrace family again. This song actually ended up being the catalyst for the rest of the full-length album, Like a Dream, which came out in September and explores more of those themes from the last 2 years, just of trying to redefine how to gracefully move through this life.
Lost in a memory that comes back to me. I was mad and afraid of what stood before me. My country was dying in front of me, and all I could do was to beg and to plead. Loneliness hung like the smoke in the air. All this was causing our hearts to tear into pieces too small to put back into place. Months felt like years and put lines on my face. Kept on spinning up feelings of dread. How could we still be divided in two when the entire world feels just like you do? But over and over things happen like this. Your heart gets much thicker the more that you miss out on people and places. You can't stop thinking of happened, oh, where would I be? Stuck in the same loop I lived through each day, taking for granted this life I had made. I've got to hold on to those feelings that grew out of all those dark times. That first feeling of you, that feeling of you, back in my arms, pressed to my chest. Thank you.
The music of Lydia Ramsey and the song Revival can be found on her new album, Like a Dream. When I first heard this next song from Samia called Kill Her Freak Out, it made me really uncomfortable. I know I take things too literally, especially things that are mean-spirited and things dealing with violence. But truth be told, I also loved her voice, and I love the sparse musical arrangements in this song. And so Samia dropped me this note on her song, Kill Her Freak Out, and reassured me that she means no real harm.
I wrote Kill Her Freak Out in a really lonely and delusional place after feigning apathy for a long time and withholding my true feelings, which were maybe uglier for fear that someone would leave. I was very careful to say to them only the most thoughtful, appealing, and intellectual things. And then I wrote this song, and it felt like the huge cathartic scream that I'd been waiting for. I say, I hope you marry the girl from your hometown, which is maybe the more evolved thought, and then follow it with, but I'll fucking kill her and I'll fucking freak out, which of course I never wanted to do. I just wanted to confess to having these big feelings towards someone. And we really wanted to mimic the feeling of loneliness sonically, which is why it's so sparse and the outro is so long and haunting. It's supposed to make a listener feel like they are in this self-imposed isolation of not letting anybody know you and therefore not letting anybody love you.
They're gonna have a baby. I'm thinking about Texas. I dreamt I was pregnant. I woke up with my guard down. You were next door with Gigi. Cocktails for breakfast. Walking her groceries back to the main house. You kissed her fragile hands in the sunlight. Cried in my arms and woke up in the backyard. And when you get passive, I like to imagine you listening to worship songs on your iPod. I've never been this bad. Can I tell you something? I've never felt so unworthy. I hope you marry the girl from your hometown, and I'll fucking kill her, and I'll fucking freak out. I've got a letter still in my backpack. It's from the St. Paul Police Department. They wanna give me my state ID back. They gave me a number, but I haven't called it. Remember we searched all night when I lost it. I thought about lying when I found my passport. 'Cause I would have stayed kinda drunk and afraid in your room till I died in your room if you asked for it. I've never been this bad. Can I tell you something? I've never felt so unworthy of loving. I hope you marry the girl from your hometown.
Samia, and the song Kill Her Freak Out is from her next album called Honey, that's out at the top of 2023. Let's take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Smartwool. Smartwool makes merino wool socks and apparel designed to keep you comfortable. Take 15% off your first order on smartwool.com. Smartwool. Go far. Feel good.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I first heard the haunting voice of JFDR on Oliver Arnold's 2020 album, Some Kind of Peace. The song on that record that she sang on is called Back to the Sky. Now there's new music from this Icelandic singer, and the song is called The Orchid.
The song was written a couple of years ago when I was just starting to put together a few demos. This was one of the earliest ones. The idea of calling it The Orchid stems from my fascination with the flower. I think I even had an orchid on my desk at the time, and I had bought them every now and then, and sadly I always ended up killing them, and I was very jealous when my friends managed to keep them alive and have them renew themselves. And I was just kind of meditating on this flower that has such a gorgeous and epic period of blooming and blossoming, and it goes through these phases and has cycles of death and rebirth, kind of like a fragility as well. There are a few people that worked on the song with me, and they are Josh Wilkinson, who did a lot of production work with me, and my friend Jeremy Melvin, or Chrome Sparks, who did some synth playing way back in Iceland, and he really unlocked and opened up the song for us, and then also Shazada Smiley, who did mixing. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoy.
Kisses and a starlight feather, just so.
The music of JFDR and the song called The Orchid. She's just signed to Houndstooth Records, and I hope that means there'll be more music to come in the near future. 20 years ago, Sigur Rós made an album in an empty swimming pool in Iceland in a language they invented called Hopelandic. The album title was simply an open and closed parentheses, and the songs were all untitled, with a number next to them to distinguish one from another. The beauty and power of this third Sigur Rós album was amplified by the frightening world that was the early 2000s. There were the 9/11 attacks in 2001, and here in the D.C. area where I live, there were a series of random sniper shootings in 2002 that shook all of our lives. The album was the perfect calm to an endless rattling storm. I played this music often between news stories when I was directing All Things Considered back then. It always felt like the perfect antidote to the daily news. Now for the 20th anniversary, their album has been remastered, so it sounds even better, and it includes unreleased material. The record's out October 28th. And I'll close this week's show with one of those unreleased songs. It's Untitled Number 7. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
I won't know.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.